The plan to merge Hewlett-Packard and Compaq, two of the nation's biggest computer makers, has won the support of an influential advisory firm. Institutional Shareholder Services yesterday endorsed the $22 billion proposal. The endorsement occurs at a critical time and could help counteract opposition to the merger from the Hewlett and Packard families. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Institutional Shareholder Services is advising big investors to support the HP Compaq merger. The research firm's voice could carry extra weight against the bitter shouting match that now surrounds the high-tech deal. ISS clients control about 23% of Hewlett-Packard's stock. If they follow the firm's recommendation, that could offset the no votes promised by the Hewlett and Packard families. Analyst Rob Enderle of the Giga Information Group says the ISS seal of approval must come as a relief to the HP and Compaq executives who negotiated the deal.
From their standpoint, they're still going to the altar. They're certainly feeling like they may have the momentum now. They're feeling pretty good, actually.
Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina applauded the ISS conclusion, saying it confirms her own long-held conviction that the merger offers the best value to shareholders. Still, the courtship has probably been more difficult than either side imagined last September when the Silicon Valley icon Hewlett-Packard announced its engagement to its Texas rival Compaq. The Hewlett and Packard families don't approve of the union. Walter Hewlett, the son of the co-founder and an HP board member, has been especially outspoken in his opposition. In dueling ad campaigns, HP has accused Hewlett of flip-flopping on the deal, while he's accused the company of concealing executive payoffs. Beneath the bitter personal attacks is a real question about how much of its future Hewlett-Packard should stake on the increasingly competitive personal computer industry. ISS yesterday called the merger a winner. Analyst Enderle agrees it might be, but only if the companies are effective in joining forces. And based on their track record so far, he's not optimistic.
What's visible is the way this approval process has gone so far, and clearly it has not gone well. It makes me think that the merger itself probably won't be executed very crisply either.
Some big investors will follow the ISS advice automatically. Others, like California's Public Employees Retirement System, will weigh it with other factors and make their own judgments. Enderle says, in a contest this close, a decision on the merger could come down to the wire.
The individual investor may make a difference here. Up until now, it looked like the individual investor really wasn't going to count. Now it looks like even 2%, the percentage the employees might represent, could be important. And so winning those people over will become increasingly important to both sides.
Hewlett-Packard says its employees support the merger. But an independent poll commissioned by David Packard found HP workers in Idaho, Oregon, and Colorado opposed the deal by a 2-to-1 margin. Deborah Jay of Field Research conducted the poll. She says many workers were concerned joining with Compaq could hurt their company's stock price, and they lack confidence in HP's upper management.
Some of the responses were amazing. Most of the responses were well thought out, and people talked quite a bit. People have thought a lot about this, and they have a lot of reasons for their answers, not just concern about their jobs.
The companies plan to lay off 15,000 workers if the deal goes through. If it doesn't, CEO Fiorina's own job is at stake. Most observers say she'll leave Hewlett-Packard if the merger's not approved when voting concludes March 19th. Scott Horsley, NPR News.